Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Ever feel like your brain's on a constant loop of to-do lists and worries? Like you're juggling flaming torches while walking a tightrope over a pool of, well, let's just say things that aren't fun. We've all been there, right? But what if I told you that even amidst the chaos, there's a way to find calm, clarity, and yes, even a little bit of Stoic serenity? Today, we're diving into something super relevant for anyone who's ever yelled clean your room. With more desperation than diplomacy, mindful parenting. Because let's be honest, raising happy, healthy kids is like trying to herd cats in a hurricane. Sometimes it feels impossible. But the good news is, there are some powerful tools from Stoicism that can help us navigate the beautiful mess of parenthood with grace and resilience. First things first, remember this. Kids are sponges. They absorb everything, your emotions, your reactions, your energy. Think about it like this. If you're constantly stressed out and running on fumes, guess what? Your little ones are picking up on that vibe like tuning forks in a symphony of chaos. So, how do we become the calm center amidst the storm? It all starts with mindfulness. That means being present in the moment, not caught up in past regrets or future worries. When your kid spills juice for the 10th time because, hey, toddlers are basically walking disasters, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that it's just juice, and it's an opportunity to teach resilience, problem-solving skills, and maybe even a little bit of humor. Second up, practice emotional regulation. It's not about suppressing your feelings, but rather acknowledging them, understanding them, and responding in a measured way. When you feel that anger bubbling up, we've all been there, take a step back. Go for a walk, listen to some music, do whatever helps you calm down before you engage with your child. Next, embrace the power of perspective. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the small stuff, that missing sock, the crayon massacre on the walls, the endless requests for snacks. But remember, these are just blips in the grand scheme of things. Try shifting your focus to the bigger picture. Your child's laughter, the curious mind, the growing independence. Speaking of perspective, don't forget the power of gratitude. Find joy in a little moment, a hug, a silly joke, a shared adventure. Practicing gratitude can help shift your mindset from one of overwhelm to one of appreciation. And trust me, that makes all the difference. Lastly, remember this. You are not alone. Parenting is hard work, and there will be days when you feel like throwing in the towel. But know that countless others are walking the same path, facing similar challenges, and feeling the same roller coaster of emotions. Lean on your support network. Don't hesitate to ask for help, and remember to celebrate your wins, big or small. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at the park with your little one. They're playing on the swings, giggling uncontrollably. Suddenly, they lose their balance and fall off the swing, landing with a loud OOF. You instinctively jump up, ready to console them, but before you can even utter a word, they brush themselves off, dust their knees, and say again, "Please." That resilience, that ability to bounce back from setbacks, is something we all need, kids included. And it's through mindful parenting that we can teach them these valuable life lessons. So remember, mindfulness isn't about being perfect parents, it's about striving for progress. It's about being present in the moment, practicing emotional regulation, cultivating gratitude, and embracing the power of perspective. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Mindfulness, emotional regulation, shifting your perspective, finding gratitude, and knowing you're not alone on this journey. Go out there and be that calm center amidst the storm, parents. And trust me, your kids and you will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest parenting challenges? Share them in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the Stoic Mind Gym. Your support keeps these conversations going. Until next time, keep that inner peace strong and remember, even amidst the chaos, there is always a reason to smile.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.